Holy Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. It is currently 5:11 a.m. in the a.m. and I am driving to the gym. So y'all will be my companions. I hope y'all, whatever time you're getting up, are gonna have an amazing day. The reason I'm getting up at 5:11 is to go to the gym with my boy. He's a teacher, and so we want to try to start. We were hitting 5 a.m.s before, like during the what you would call the quote unquote school year. And we're hitting 5 a.m.s because he needs to go that early before he gets into work. And yeah, I'm trying to get on that again. And you know, it's been a while since I've, like, really put myself back into the gym. Are 5 a.m. sustainable? Tough. It's tough to say because, you know, I feel like I'm a person who loves to stay up late, loves to be a hooligan, and I feel like I fight the urge to have consistency sometimes in my life. I hate when somebody tells me, or not even tells me, but I feel like I hate when I have to sleep early because I'm like, dude, what if I could watch like 12 shows. Nah, not 12 shows. I could watch like a couple episodes of a show before I go to sleep, and then I sleep whenever I fall asleep. And yeah, sometimes I have difficulty falling asleep. Like for example, yesterday when I'm trying to switch up my sleep schedule and I'm going to sleep every day at like 3 a.m., and here I am yesterday in bed by like 9 and not falling asleep till 11. So, but like I said, step by step with everything, you know, gotta take it step by step. Yesterday was kind of like a big step for me, but I was taking little steps in order to get there. So yeah, not feeling too bad. I don't know if there's any big topic today that I would want to say. I forget exactly. Oh, I skipped 2 days. This is supposed to be an everyday thing. I started on, I don't know, Thursday of last week. And here I am, Monday of the following week. Being like, oh, I wonder when I'll break this. I'm not going to be too hard on myself. I'm always trying to do this every day, as much as I can, but don't, like I said in a lot of these things before, in life, you're gonna try to do things, you're gonna fail at them, and you can't be too hard on yourself. I think I'm the hardest person on myself, but, you know, I think maybe this will be the topic. I go harder on myself when other people go hard on me. Pause. And what I mean by that, you know, I was having trouble this year a lot with I think identity. Not that I didn't know what I wanted to be, but confirming who I am, you know, am I actually like the person I portray myself to be, or do I actually want to be the person that I portray myself to be? And you know, this year I had like some close friends call me out on my bullshit. Oops, sorry for cursing. I had some close friends call me out on like how I was acting comparative on who I actually am. And you know, sometimes it's difficult to, I'm not gonna say be genuine, but when you're striving for something great and you're trying to be great, you end up, you know, I don't know if it's overcompensating, but like, you know, you get into that feel. And I don't necessarily say, Maybe it can be defined as being fake, but I didn't feel like I was being fake. If, you know, like in the sense of being fake of like, you know, all right, let's say you go into like a what is it called? Like, let's say you go to a work event and you're meeting hella people, and you guys are all meeting each other. You're meeting a whole bunch of new people, right? What if you meet all these new people and you're nervous? Like, you're nervous to meet these new people, you know? You're super nervous to meet all these new people, and instead of acting nervous, instead you act like very confident, you know? I think you should act confident. I don't think that's being fake to act confident. I think it's fake if you're like, you know, instead of like pretending, like if it's like fake it till you make it confidence, you know? And it's like, I don't know if that, I don't think that's a bad thing. And sometimes I felt like I was striving to be greater than who I am interview wise, and like, you know, it passing and like me actually learning things, and then someone telling me, hey, you know, I think you're being fake. I don't know how I feel about that. And especially like usually I don't really care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says anything about me. But when it's somebody who I consider a friend, you know, I obviously take it real legitly. And, you know, a lot of time has passed since that situation, and I've had time to reflect on it. Because I remember when it had happened earlier this year, I had been like, I was going through a mental crisis because this person had told me that I was like fake, that I was like inconsiderate, that I treat people differently. And, you know, it's not like I heard that and I just got super offended. I heard that and it got me super concerned because I was like, this is the first time anybody has ever said something that like that to me. And so I panicked because I was like, oh my God, like, do a lot of people feel this way? So then I kind of crowdsourced my closest friends and been like, hey, you know, I was told this, you know, I'm very concerned. And what had ended up happening was, yeah, no, the person who had called me out was kind of crazy. And I think out of line for that. And I don't know if it came from jealousy, if it came from spite, if it came from real under low key feelings. I don't know. But it took a while to kind of like reprocess. I'm like, okay, who am I? And you know, all this other stuff. So that's what's on my mind this morning. Stay true to yourself, I guess is the moral of that story. Stay true to yourself. Do not believe everything you hear from other people at face value just because they might be close to you. Because as I realize, you know, sometimes even the people who you consider friends don't have your best intentions at heart. And yeah, that's something I learned this year, and I feel like it was very important because I really let that my that comment like get to the best of me, and it really put me out for like a month because I was like, you know, who am I? Shout out Jean Valjean. Shout out anybody who gets that reference. But anyway, you are who we are, yo. And sometimes you do fake it till you make it. But if it's in a positive way and not hurting anybody, then I always say, keep on going. If you're faking, you know, being confident and you're acting confident in order to be more confident, you know, and learn how it is to feel that way, you know, like I said, if it's not hurting anybody else and it's helping you know, the good. If you're being fake is in the sense of putting on a whole different facade to hang with people that you don't really like rock with, and then like, you know, those people become your friends and your friends is based on a fallacy of who you might not even be, you know what I mean? Like, that's weird. You know, I think that goes deeper than just like, you know, acting confident and then learning how to be confident. You know what I mean? Kind of throwing yourself in a situation where you don't know how to be a certain way, but you're like, screw it. I'm gonna do it. You know? Just do it. So, yes, in that way, yes. And I think I've explained myself enough. I want all you beautiful people to have an amazing rest of your day. I'm starting off my day at the gym, and that's wild. So I will catch y'all soon. Much love always. This has been Ayo Chill. Peace, love, unity. I will catch y'all soon.